Last time I did the long report of the Guatemala orphanage, but since then, not much updates, very little. Well, right now, they have a newcomers, two girls. One is 9 years, 7 years old at Matha. She joined it there November 9th. And also another 8 years old girl is Haiti, is also joined it in November 2nd. So it's growing in the orphanage and our, and then I get those information from our couple, Mr. and Mrs. Adams, is from United States, helping them is pay their own way to Guatemala, and also the foods and everything. It's the volunteers, but they already decided to finish that our work next spring. So they need new people to help them, and so it's kind of mediator to from the organization and also the people in Guatemala, and also I can get those information, as otherwise I need to really study Spanish, which is very impossible for now. And so it's difficult for me to get information from our people in Guatemala, so I need someone that I can make or communication as the who speaks English, and also to help that orphanage to organize that system. So please pray for our people to go to Guatemala as a volunteer, also for the children as to study and get healed, because they really are hurt by their parents, or also not only the abandoned one, but some parents are very poor that cannot support them. So please help children, also their parents also, and the people there, and the church there.
What's the total?
Right now it's about, I forgot the total number, but it's more boys, and they have 5 girls, and I don't know boys, I don't remember this many boys. It's about maybe 15, maybe 20, that's totals about, yeah. Mm-hmm. Most of them are elementary school children, and some are junior high.
A couple of things I'd like you to prepare before we get into Cambodia. One is prepare your offering that you'll give. As I said a couple of weeks ago in my sermon, I don't get any of the offering. I or Pastor Kevin don't get any of the offering that we collect every Sunday. I have a job. Pastor Kevin has a job. So most of the offering goes to pay for the church, but today's offering goes completely to Guatemala, the orphanage that we just spoke about, and also to Cambodia. So today, for those of you who are visiting first time or not members of the church, you don't have to give anything. But for those of you who are regular and contributing, please consider this as an offering to the Lord for the poor and for the lost. So please get that ready. And also, please get your Bible ready to Revelation, the book of the Revelation. This is the last book in the Bible, the book of Revelation, chapter 7. Revelation, chapter 7. And We will read that at the end of the report, but just have your finger in there, Revelation 7, verse 9. Okay. I'm just going to read basically the update that is emailed to various people from Daryl and Kyle. And if you are interested in receiving that email update, please inform me, and I'll get you on the list. But basically, I'm just reading the December update from Daryl and Kyle. Daryl, Kyle, and Benjamin are missionaries to Cambodia. They've been there for 3 or 4 years now. They started in the capital of Phnom Penh, and after a few years, they moved to the countryside to a small village called Kampong Chineng, I think is the name, about 2 hours outside of the capital. And then they did ministry there. And Daryl has been asked to be a faculty or administration member of a brand new Bible college or university. It's called the Trinity Institute of Cambodia. So a medical doctor from Hong Kong has the vision and the calling of God to open a university, a Bible institute, and he's asked Daryl to be part of the founding members. And so that it's necessary for him to go to the capital and work from there instead of having to commute back and forth. Okay, so the December update was about moving back to the capital. And what's the first slide, if you could show there? Okay, so this is difficult to see. This is their moving van, and they had to move at night under the cover of darkness, because if they did this during the daytime, they would have to pass the checkpoints by the military, and usually you have to bribe the checkpoint officers in order to, I guess, get past the checkpoint. So in order to not waste money on bribery, they go at night. And so he said, please pray that one day the honest people can go about their business during the day and the dishonest people can go about their business during the night. We lived and ministered in Kampong Chineng for 2 years. We experienced a different side of life one can only experience by living outside of the capital. Our language skills greatly improved. Daryl is from America, and Kayo is from Hiroshima, and so both of them did not speak any, I think the language is Khmer, and so they really had to study. We also gained a better understanding of the Cambodian structure, as well as the strengths and struggles of the church. We learned to depend on God through illness and injuries when suitable medical care was not available. Okay, so the next photo. Suitable medical care was not available because this is where they lived. People didn't use cars. They used animals to the Rolls Royce. Yeah, so that's the picture of their street in Kampong Chineng. Some of you know, experienced many troubles with wild animals, thieves, no electricity, flooding, noisy neighbors, lots of Buddhist rituals late at night. But now they're moving to the capital, and if you could go to there, that's their new street where they're going to be living. So we are thankful for our time in Kampong Chineng. We feel peace about leaving now, because the local church and Christian community seem to be stabilizing and healing. Pastor Mo Ye Yun has asked Daryl to return to Kampong Chineng to speak at the church once every 3 months. There may be other opportunities to teach at other churches in the area as well. as we leave Kampong Chineng, other missionaries are moving in who will be able to cover Daryl's work with the Tahas Bible Institute. Tahas Bible Institute was the Bible school back in Kampong Chineng. A missionary from Guatemala is now renting the old house that they used to live in. We believe that this couple will be able to reach out to the neighbors. That is cool. Okay, so we're looking forward to the new chapter ahead in Phnom Penh. It's one of the divine ironies. So Daryl used to work in Phnom Penh as a university instructor. He just taught English to the country's elite. And they fired him because they were going to cut the program. And so the reason he had to leave the capital was because the university he worked at didn't want him. But then 2 years later, he's now returning to the capital as the COO, the chief operating officer of a new university, a Christian university. So that's kind of an irony they felt God had for them. So also, Daryl is writing books for the Cambodian people on explaining their faith. It's called Reasons for Faith, I think is the title. Yes, Christianity, Reasons for Faith. He's writing these books, but they have to be translated into Khmer. So all of the costs for writing, translating, publishing, distributing cannot be paid for by the Cambodian people or anybody in Cambodia. So they have to pay for it by themselves. So his writing partner is a medical doctor from America. He's raised $5,000. They need $700 more to finish the operating of the translation of their second book into Cambodian. Daryl is the primary author of that, and they're almost finished with the translation of the second book. Okay, if we can go to the next slide. This is the building that they rented, or no, I think they're going to buy, that they're going to use for their Trinity Institute of Cambodia, their new university or Bible college. And they renovated it. One floor will be their offices, and then the rest of the building will be classrooms. So if you could go to the next one. So that's how the building looks in downtown Kampong Chineng. It's about 10 minutes by bicycle from where Daryl and Kayo are now living or going to live. So now Daryl is working on the constitution of the university or the Bible college. And on January 14th, he'll have the discussion with the board to modify and ratify the constitution. They're also working on a logo, so that's nice. So let's see. Finally, there's the radio program. Daryl writes radio drama, and I think there's 15 episodes that go out to the airwaves. He's working with the Far East Broadcasting Company of Cambodia, and he writes the script in English, and then they're translated and then recorded by Cambodian actors. And many Cambodians listen to the radio, so the purpose of this recording is to strengthen and build up the faith of Cambodian Christians, but also to broadcast the gospel in a dramatic way through the radio in Cambodia. So he's doing that. Okay, so the family prayer requests. Are there any more slides? Do I have any more? That's it? Okay, all right, good. All right, the prayer requests. The past few months have been very full of amazing breakthroughs and exhausting trials. We, especially Daryl, are getting physically, mentally, and emotionally tired. Please pray for refreshment and wisdom in managing all of the demands and opportunities. Please pray for our family to settle into our new environment and routine. Please pray for Kayo as she gets our house and lifestyle set up and organized. Please pray for Benjamin to adjust to Sunday school, making friends, and adjust to life in the city. Benjamin, because now they live in a big city, they have found some Christian schools, and he'll be attending, I guess, a Christian kindergarten while he's there. So praise the Lord. Okay, that's the report. Well, I was just thinking about our mission Sunday this week. My reading program had me in the book of Revelation. I'm in the end of my one-year reading course. By the way, I have been doing a one-year reading through the Bible course for 2 years now. It's great. You start on January 1st with Genesis chapter 1, and you finish on December 31st with Revelation chapter 21. And it's been wonderful, but I felt like I want to change the reading plan so that I'm going to read the Psalms and the Proverbs every seventh day, and we'll read the Easter passages all just before Easter, and also the Christmas passages beginning in December. So I'm changing the reading plan, and I'm making the Habakkuk chronological one-year Bible reading plan from Mitaki or something. You know? So I'm excited about it. I think it will be my contribution to the world someday. So it's not finished, but if you are interested in reading the Bible in throughout the year with me, please let me know, and I'll be happy to give you that reading plan. And maybe I'll preach that course one day. But anyway, I was in Revelation chapter 7 this week, and when I read this, I thought, it's my Mitaki verse. Revelation chapter 7, verse 9. And let's read it, verse 9 and 10. Revelation 7, verse 9 and 10. We're going to read in the NIV Pew Bible in 1984 version, so hopefully you have that in front of you. Okay, here we go. Let's read together. After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." Let's keep going. Verse 11. All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God. Keep going. Verse 12. Saying, "Amen, praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever." Amen. Hallelujah. That's our future. That's our future. So, but not only our future, that's right now. That we're here from every nation, not every nation, but more than a typical church. So we've got, I love that, and I just thank God for encouraging me this week about our church, and not only that, but about our Lord, and about our future in heaven. And before we give our offering, one thing to meditate on: Jesus left this. Jesus had this, and he said, the people need to be rescued. And so he didn't take off his glory, but he covered it with human flesh. And he put on the apron, And he washed the feet of Judas, who betrayed him. He washed our feet. He cleansed us from our sins. And he did it for you. So that's why we have missions in Cambodia, and that's why we look to the poor in Guatemala, because Jesus, who was rich, became poor for us. And Jesus, who was comfortable in heaven, became a missionary for us. And so that's why we do this. And I want you to worship him with your money in thanksgiving and in praise because of what he's done for you and because of who he is. So, okay, I'm going to ask Edmer, as we're going to prepare our offering song. And please prepare your offering and pray with me. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, we glorify you through this time. Dear Lord, I pray for those discouraged in their faith to be encouraged, for those weak in their hope to be strengthened, for those hungry and thirsty for righteousness to be satisfied in you. Oh, dear Lord, oh, dear Lord, you give so much. And we receive from you. We thank you. And Lord, we're going to give just a portion. We're going to give an offering to you. We pray that you'd use it for Cambodia. We pray that you'd use it for those orphans in Guatemala. Lord, we look forward to worshiping with Cambodians and with Guatemalans someday. We love you. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Joy to the world, and Lord is come. Let earth receive her king. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven, nature sing. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. One, two, three, go.
All rise and together. Father, we thank you so much that you fill this place with your people, with your spirit. But Lord, as we go from here, we ask that you would fill us with your spirit, that as we are filled, that we would have the fruit of the spirit, the fruit of love and joy, of peace and patience, of kindness and goodness, gentleness and faithfulness, and self-control. And for these good things, we will thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so wonderful to see you. Please make sure you say hello to our visitors and get ready for Christmas next week. Say sayonara to Helen as well. God bless you. Have a good Sunday.